الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رمضان، the month of pious deeds. Supplication of Attar. O Lord of Al-Mustafa, whoever reads or listens to the booklet Ramadan, the month of pious deeds, grant them the ability to perform abundant virtuous acts during Ramadan, and grant them, their parents and their entire family, forgiveness without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The excellence of sending salat upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam said, whoever sends salutations upon me 1,000 times in a day shall not die until he sees his place in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The blessings of Ramadan. O devotees of the Messenger, countless are the favors of Allah, the Most Merciful, who has honored us with the magnificent blessing of the month of Ramadan. What can be said of its virtues? Every moment of it is steeped in mercy. The entirety of Ramadan is a treasure trove of worship, mercy and blessings. It is a profound favor of Allah Almighty upon the Ummah of His final Prophet that He has bestowed the month of Ramadan as a grand guest. The angels who bear the throne say, Ameen to the supplications of the fasting person. And according to a prophetic statement, the fish seek forgiveness for the fasting person until the time of iftar. Regarding the excellence of Ramadan, this narration of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam suffices. If people knew what Ramadan truly is, my ummah would wish that the entire year were Ramadan. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A message from the devotee of Ramadan. In 1444 AH, in accordance to 2023, the devotee of Ramadan, Amir Ahlus Sunnah, encouraged the devotees of the beloved Prophet worldwide to observe Ramadan as the month of pious deeds. He issued a message in this regard, which is presented here with necessary amendments. Please listen to it and plan to observe the upcoming Ramadan as the month of pious deeds accordingly. Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliyah said, I request that all devotees of the Prophet to spend this blessed month in accordance with the pious deeds booklet, observe the obligatory fast, and alongside fulfilling the faraid, i.e. the obligations, and wajibat, i.e. the necessities, recite the Holy Quran and recite Salat as much as possible. The students of Madaris al-Madinah and Jamiat al-Madinah, boys and girls, along with all the Islamic brothers and sisters, should complete their respective pious deeds booklets and submit them to their local representatives at the end of the month. May it become a routine to submit this booklet every month. May Allah grant such a fervor for pious deeds in Ramadan that the devil is left in utter despair. The supplication of Attar for those observing Ramadan as the month of pious deeds. O Allah, bless those who observe Ramadan according to the pious deeds booklet. Encourage others to do the same or assist in this cause in any way, with the goodness of both worlds. O Allah, remove their worries and financial hardships. Grant the blessings of children to those who seek them. Fill their hearts with love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and honor them with repeated visits to Medina. O most forgiving Lord, forgive them, their parents, and their future generations without accountability. O Lord of the worlds, accept all these supplications in favor of this most sinful person. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Perform itikaf for the entire month. O devotees of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan are extraordinary. Though every moment is filled with mercy and every hour brings boundless blessings, the night of power, i.e. Laylatul Qadr, holds the greatest significance in this honored month. To seek it, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam performed itikaf, i.e. spiritual seclusion, for the entire month of Ramadan, giving special attention to the last 10 days. On one occasion, when he missed itikaf due to travel, he performed 20 days of itikaf during the following Ramadan. Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakat Mul'Aliya states, I request all the Islamic brothers to perform itikaf for the entire month of Ramadan within the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, if possible. Otherwise, after completing work duties or other commitments, spend all the remaining time in the masjid. Insha'Allah, you will attain countless benefits in this world and the hereafter. My Madani daughters should perform itikaf in Masjid al-Bayt, i.e. the designated prayer area at home. For information regarding Masjid al-Bayt, please study the booklet by Maktabatul Madina titled Gharelu Masjid Banana Sunnat Hai. The passion of the devotees. O devotees of Ramadan, whilst the virtues of itikaf are numerous, for the true devotees, it is sufficient that observing itikaf in the final 10 days is a sunnah. It is stated in a hadith, whoever performs itikaf with faith and the intention of attaining reward, his previous sins shall be forgiven. Who is obligated to fast? Just as prayer is obligatory upon every Muslim after affirming the oneness of Allah, prophethood, and believing in all the essential tenets of religion, similarly, the fasts of Ramadan are obligatory upon every Muslim, male and female, who is sane and has reached maturity. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who believe, fasting was made incumbent upon you, as it was made incumbent upon those who preceded you, that you may become pious. Two prophetic statements regarding the fast of Ramadan. Number one, whoever fasts during Ramadan, recognizing its boundaries and abstaining from that which ought to be avoided, it shall serve as an expiation for the sins he previously committed. Number two, whosoever finds the month of Ramadan and does not fast is a wretched individual. Those hung upside down, those who break their fast without a valid legal excuse, should fear the wrath of Allah Almighty. Sayyiduna Abu Umama Al-Bahili radiyallahu anhu narrates that he heard the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, while I was asleep, two men came to me in a dream and took me to a dangerous mountain. When I reached the middle of the mountain, I heard piercing screams. I asked, what are these sounds? I was told, these are the cries of the dwellers of hell. Then I was taken further and passed by people who were suspended upside down by the tendons of their ankles, and their jaws were torn apart and bleeding. I asked, "Who are these people?" I was told, "These are the people who used to break their fast before it was lawful to do so." That the Hajjud prayer, O devotees of the Messenger, the pre-dawn meal, i.e. the suhoor, is a sunnah for fasting, and Muslims generally wake up for it. How excellent it would be if before or after suhoor, at least 2 units of prayer were offered with the intention of tahajjud. It is stated in a hadith, when a man wakes his wife at night and they both pray, or he prays 2 units alone, they are recorded amongst the men and women who constantly remember Allah. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayh writes in the commentary of this hadith, through the blessing of a small amount of remembrance at the time of tahajjud, a person is included amongst those who constantly remember Allah. Another hadith states, hold fast to the night vigil, ay qiyam al-layl, for it was the way of the righteous before you, a means of nearness to Allah, an expiation for sins, and a means of prevention from sin. 2 juristic rulings regarding tahajjud. Number 1. Tahajjud is a type of salatul layl, i.e. night prayer, performed by waking up to offer voluntary prayers after having slept following the Isha prayer. Number 2. The minimum number of units for tahajjud is 2 and up to 8 units. Are proven from the practice of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Suhoor is a sunnah and unrelated to the azan. Suhoor is not a prerequisite for the fast. A fast is valid even without it. However, deliberately omitting suhoor is inappropriate as it results in being deprived of a great sunnah. It is not necessary to eat a heavy meal, consuming a few dates and water with the intention of suhoor is sufficient. Furthermore, the fast has no connection to the Fajr azan. One is not permitted to eat or drink whilst the azan is being called, whether the azan is called or not, and whether the sound reaches you or not. Eating and drinking must cease before the onset of true dawn, Al-Fajr As-Sadiq. To facilitate information regarding the timings of suhoor, iftar and daily prayers, Dawat-e-Islami has developed an excellent application called Prayer Times, Qibla and Namaz. Install it now from the Play Store, enter your city and regional details, and benefit from accurate prayer and fasting timings throughout the year. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Do not miss a prayer in Ramadan. O lovers of Ramadan, as we observe the month of Ramadan as the month of pious deeds, how can we possibly neglect the obligatory prayers? In this blessed month, not only must the fard be fulfilled, but voluntary, i.e. nafl worship, should also be performed abundantly, so that no moment passes without virtue. Prayer, and that too in congregation, is a great blessing. And how fortunate is the one who prays in the first row. The beloved final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, whoever performs the morning, i.e. Fajr prayer, remains under the protection of Allah until the evening. Allama Abdul Rauf Al-Munawi Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes, the wisdom in specifically mentioning the morning prayer is that this prayer involves hardship, and only one whose faith is sincere can remain steadfast upon it. Therefore, he becomes deserving of divine protection. Sallu ala al-Habib صلى الله على محمد. The pre-fard sunnah and post-fard nawafil. O devotees of Ramadan, by the mercy of Allah, the reward of a voluntary act in this blessed month is made equal to that of an obligatory act, and the reward of an obligatory act is increased 70 times or more. When the reward of a voluntary act equals that of an obligatory act, one must not show the slightest laziness in virtuous deeds. Perform the sunnah prayers before and after the farz prayers, along with additional voluntary prayers. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever performs 12 units of prayer daily in addition to the farz, a house shall be built for him in paradise. 4 units before dhuhr, 2 after dhuhr, 2 after maghrib, 2 after isha, and 2 before fajr." The sunnah of Taraweeh. O devotees of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, countless blessings are bestowed upon us during this month, and the sunnah of Taraweeh is amongst them. The Taraweeh prayer is not performed for only 7, 10 or 15 days, rather it is to be performed throughout the entire month of Ramadan. Its excellence is truly magnificent. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Whoever stands in prayer during Ramadan with faith and seeking reward, his past sins shall be forgiven." Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes regarding this hadith, "Through steadfastness in Taraweeh, all minor sins are forgiven, because major sins are forgiven through repentance, and violations of the rights of people, ay hukukul ibad, are forgiven by the pardon of the one who was wronged, alongside repentance in the court of Allah." Amir Ahlus Sunnah and Taraweeh. Dear Islamic brothers, it is my positive presumption that every moment of the life of Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, is spent in acts that earn the pleasure of Allah Almighty and in obedience to Him. In the blessed month of Ramadan, his enthusiasm for worship and spiritual striving increased to such a degree that it is difficult to find a parallel. Despite reaching the age of approximately 78 years, he still performs the full 20 units of Taraweeh daily in Ramadan. For the past 3 or 4 years, due to knee pain and upon the advice of a mufti and doctor, he has been performing the prayer whilst seated. Not only Taraweeh, but despite physical weakness and old age, he is diligent in performing Ishraq, Duha and Awabin prayers. The true devotee of Ramadan, Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, said, "Three occasions bring me extreme joy in my life. The first 12 days of Rabi'ul Awwal, especially the day of the Mawlid, visiting Medina, and the arrival of Ramadan." Essential rulings regarding Taraweeh. Number 1. Taraweeh is a sunnah mu'akkada, i.e. the emphasized sunnah, for every sane adult Muslim, male or female. Number 2. Taraweeh consists of 20 units during the era of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu anhu. 20 units were performed. Number 3. The congregation for Taraweeh is sunnah mu'akkada alal kifaya, a communal emphasized sunnah. If all the people of the masjid abandon it, they are all guilty of wrongdoing. However, if a few individuals perform it in congregation, the one who prays alone is deprived of the excellence of the congregation. Number 4. It is superior to perform Taraweeh in congregation in the masjid. If performed in congregation at home, the sin of abandoning the congregation is avoided. But the reward specific to the masjid will not be attained. Fatawa Alamgiri 1116. Note, one should offer Isha in congregation at the masjid and then perform Taraweeh at home or in a hall. If the Isha congregation is established at home or in a hall instead of the masjid without a valid legal excuse, one will be sinful for abandoning a necessary wajib act. Number 5. Only minors can perform Taraweeh behind a prepubescent imam. O Allah, grant us the privilege to perform Taraweeh with humility and devotion behind a pious, sincere Hafiz who recites the Quran correctly and accept it from us. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Participate in tafsir study circles. O devotees of Ramadan, illuminate your hearts with the light of the Holy Quran by attending the tafsir circles held in your local masajid after the Fajr prayer. There are great blessings in learning a single verse of the Noble Quran or a chapter of knowledge in the morning. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to Sayyiduna Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu, O Abu Dharr, waking up in the morning and learning one verse from the Book of Allah is better for you than praying 100 units of voluntary prayer. Waking up and learning a chapter of knowledge, whether it is acted upon or not, is better for you than performing 1,000 voluntary prayers. After listening to the tafsir or reading 4 pages from Fizan-e Sunnat, recite the poetic Shajara Aliya Qadriya Razaviya Attariya to convey the reward to your spiritual guides and parents. Whilst reciting the morning litanies from the Shajara, remain engaged in the remembrance of Allah Almighty until the time for Ishraq and Duha. For this also holds great merit. Then, at the appropriate time, perform the voluntary Ishraq and Duha prayers. The excellence of Ishraq and Duha. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever performs Fajr in congregation and remains occupied in the remembrance of Allah until the sun has risen, then performs 2 units, he shall receive the reward of a complete Hajj and Umrah. Regarding the excellence of Duha, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, whoever regularly performs 2 units of duha, their sins will be forgiven even if they are like the foam of the sea. The time for Ishraq and duha begins 20 minutes after sunrise through to the Sharia defined midday. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The month of the Quran's revelation. The Holy Quran, the criterion, is the blessed word of Allah Almighty. Its recitation, teaching, and listening are all acts of great reward. Reciting a single letter of the Noble Quran earns 10 virtues. Allah Almighty revealed the Noble Quran during the month of Ramadan, as stated in Juz 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, Verse 185. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is that in which the Quran was sent down. In this blessed month, strive to complete the recitation of the Noble Quran at least once. Our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, would recite the Noble Quran extensively during Taraweeh and at other times throughout this month. The devotion of the pious predecessors to Quranic recitation. Number 1. The master of the jurists, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh would complete the Quran 62 times during Ramadan, including one on Eid al-Fitr. Number 2. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayh would complete the Quran 60 times during Ramadan, all of which were recited during prayer. Number 3. Sayyiduna Abu Ashab rahmatullahi alayh narrates that Sayyiduna Abu Raja rahmatullahi alayh would complete the Quran while standing, i.e. in Qiyam, within 10 days during Ramadan. Number 4. It is narrated from Sayyiduna Salam bin Abi Muti rahmatullahi alayh that Sayyiduna Qatada bin Di'ama rahmatullahi alayh would complete the Noble Quran every 7 nights during normal days, every 3 nights in Ramadan, and every single night during the final 10 days. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Zakat and Fitra. Transferring a specific portion of wealth prescribed by Sharia to a poor non-Hashimi Muslim for the sake of Allah Almighty is called Zakat. Zakat is obligatory upon every free, sane, adult Muslim who possesses the minimum threshold of wealth, i.e. Sahib al-Nisab. Allah has commanded the payment of Zakat in several places in the Holy Quran and emphasized its importance. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa aqimu s-salata wa atu z-zakah. And establish the prayer, give zakat. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam encouraged the payment of zakat on numerous occasions. He said, number 1, the completion of your Islam is in paying the zakat of your wealth. Number 2, Islam is founded upon 5 pillars, and one of them is the payment of zakat. Essential rulings regarding zakat. The payment of zakat is obligatory. The one who refuses to pay it is a transgressor, whilst one who delays its payment is a sinner whose testimony is invalid. Zakat should first be distributed amongst the poor, destitute and needy. Timely payments benefit the poor, and if close relatives are eligible, giving zakat to them yields greater reward. Failing to pay zakat can result in harm and loss on both individual and collective levels, in this world and the hereafter. As the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the nation that does not pay zakat, Allah shall afflict them with famine. Give voluntary charity. O devotees of the Messenger, if Allah Almighty grants you the means, spend your wealth on relatives, neighbors, and poor Muslims in this blessed month beyond the obligatory zakat. Be kind to them by providing suhoor and iftar, giving rations, money for Eid shopping, or in any other way according to your financial capacity. May Allah Almighty be merciful to you in both worlds. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The virtue of spending and altruism in the way of Allah. Here are two narrations regarding spending in the way of Allah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, number 1, Allah states, O son of Adam, entrust your treasure to me through charity. It will neither burn nor drown nor be stolen. I shall return it to you on the day of resurrection at the time of utmost need. Number 2, whoever gives to another that which he needs himself, Allah shall forgive him. The most generous of all. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma states, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was the most generous of all people, and he was especially generous during Ramadan. Sallu ala al-Habib صلى الله على محمد. Evidence from Hadith regarding collecting donations. O devotees of the Messenger, amongst the good deeds performed in Ramadan, an important one is collecting donations for the service of religion. Fortunate are those who collect funds during the blessed days and nights of Ramadan to aid Allah's religion. Remember, collecting donations is not only permissible, but also a source of reward, and its validity is established from the Sunnah. The Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, stated in response to a question, "It is not permissible to solicit donations for oneself in the masjid, and scholars have forbidden giving for this purpose." He writes further, "However, asking for someone else or collecting donations for a masjid or any other religious necessity is permissible and proven from the Sunnah." Furthermore, on page 468 he writes, "Collecting donations for virtuous causes is proven by authentic Aisahi narrations. It is not necessary for the wealthy to build an entire masjid solely from their wealth. Rather, encouraging people to donate for a good cause is a form of guiding others towards goodness. It is stated in a blessed hadith, whoever guides someone to a good deed receives the same reward as the one who performs it." The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once instructed a person to announce in the streets of Makkah that Sadaqat al-Fitr is wajib, i.e. necessary. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma narrates, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam prescribed Sadaqat al-Fitr as a means of purifying the fast from idle and indecent speech and as a provision of sustenance for the needy. Contribute to these noble causes by giving your zakat, sadaqat, donations and sadaqat al-fitr to Dawat-e-Islami, a global organization serving various religious departments worldwide, and assist in spreading the call to virtue. Ramadan, the month of the acceptance of supplications. O devotees of Ramadan, the angels who bear the arsh say Ameen to the supplications of those who fast. Supplication, i.e. dua, is the essence of worship, the weapon of the believer, the pillar of religion, and the light of the heavens and the earth. Supplication prevents calamities from descending. According to the blessed hadith, the supplication of a fasting person is accepted. One hadith states, when the fasting person breaks his fast, his supplication is not rejected. Therefore, given the numerous blessings of supplication and the acceptance of a fasting person's prayers, do not be negligent or lazy in supplicating. Instead, supplicate abundantly for yourself, your family, and other Muslims. Seek forgiveness without accountability from Allah Almighty. Pray for the honor of visiting Makkah and Medina and ask for safety in this world and the hereafter. Pray for the stability and progress of your country and the ability to serve the religion. May Allah Almighty accept all our lawful supplications. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Beholding the Prophet 9 times, a Madani transformation. O devotees of the Messenger, sitting in the company of the accepted servants of Allah Almighty, listening to their statements and acting upon them is a great blessing. Fortunate are those who attend the Madani Muzakaras of Amir Ahlus Sunnah and acquire religious knowledge attentively. The blessings of participating in these question and answer sessions are immense, and they have transformed countless lives. Listen to the following account of such a transformation, i.e. Madani Bahar, and make an intention to watch or listen to the two daily Madani Muzakaras held throughout the month of Ramadan. An Islamic sister from Pakistan sent a letter to Amir Ahlus Sunnah stating that she was so firmly entrenched in deviant beliefs that no one could sway her. She was also strictly opposed to the concept of spiritual mentorship, i.e. being the disciple of a spiritual guide, and her mind was filled with various questions and objections. Whilst watching Madani Channel at home, she began to find answers to her objections and questions in the Madani Muzakaras and speeches of Amir Ahlus Sunnah. It felt to her as though the Shaykh Damat Barakatul Aliya was aware of all her questions. She states that whatever question arose in her mind, Amir Ahlus Sunnah would answer it on Madani Channel within a few days. As a result, watching Madani Channel became part of her routine, and she gradually became associated with the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. The blessings of the Madani Muzakaras were such that she began wearing the Madani Burqa and taking part in the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami. By the grace of Allah, she became a teacher of the Fizan-e Shariat course and a division level supervisor, i.e. Mushawrat Nigran, in her area. What she found within the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami is beyond description. Giving a statement under oath, she says she was blessed with the vision of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 9 times in her dreams. On 2 of those occasions, she beheld the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a state where Amir Ahlus Sunnah was present and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam appeared very pleased with him. Alhamdulillah, this faith-inspiring sight solidified her belief that the path of Ahlus Sunnah, the way of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, is the truth. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Umrah in Ramadan. O devotees of Ramadan, the thought of wearing the ihram and standing before the Kaaba during Ramadan is spiritually uplifting. There is great virtue in performing Umrah during the blessed month of Ramadan. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, performing Umrah in Ramadan is equal to performing Hajj with me. Another hadith states, performing one Umrah in Ramadan is equal to one Hajj. Responsible members of Dawat-e-Islami, pay attention. The true devotee of Ramadan, Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliya, is filled with the spirit of enjoining good and is determined to spread this call to people all over the world. He has frequently bestowed pearls of wisdom upon the responsible members of Dawat-e-Islami in words to this effect. You may visit Medina throughout the year and perform Hajj and Umrah. However, during Ramadan, a large number of worshippers come to the Masajid. People who do not enter the Masjid for the rest of the year, if at such a crucial opportunity for inviting towards goodness, all the responsible members of Dawat-e-Islami depart for Medina, who will guide these people to adhere to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who will make them steadfast in prayer and true devotees of the Messenger. Consider this example various people engaged in certain professions whose peak season is Ramadan or Eid al-Fitr, such as confectioners or tailors, would not even accept a free ticket for a Ramadan in Medina, i.e. Umrah during Ramadan. They decline because they realize that by working during these days, they may earn enough to afford 10 journeys later, and they can visit Medina in another month, when those motivated by the pursuit of worldly gain do not avail themselves of the blessing of spending Ramadan in Medina even for free. Then why should one who carries the passion to reform people across the world and spread the invitation to righteousness not remain in their homeland during this vital occasion? Alhamdulillah, under the banner of the religious organization of the devotees of the Prophet, Dawat-e-Islami, thousands of people observe itikaf in masajid during the final 10 days or the entire month. If the responsible members travel to Medina, who will work to reform those amongst them who have strayed? Who will transform those who pray only in Ramadan into steadfast worshippers? Who will guide them to live their lives according to the Sunnah? I can only submit this request to the responsible members of Dawat-e-Islami. There are many other opportunities to visit Medina. Let us prioritize this period for serving Islam and inviting people to righteousness. Eid night. The leader of the Prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, whoever stands in worship during the nights of the two Eids, i.e. the night of Eid al-Fitr and the night of Eid al-Adha, seeking reward, his heart shall not die on the day when the hearts of people shall die. Dear Islamic brothers, do not turn the day of Eid into a day of punishment by committing sins. Remember, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدُ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ خَافَ الْوَعِيدُ. Eid is not for the one who merrily wears new clothes. Rather, Eid is for the one who fears Allah's punishment. O devotees of the Prophet, in order to gain the blessings of Ramadan to the fullest and attain the true joys of Eid, travel with the devotees of the Prophet in the 3-day, 12-day, 1-month or 12-month qafila and propagate the sunnah worldwide. Alhamdulillah, many of those who observe itikaf spend the eve of Eid at Fizan-e Medina and then after offering the Eid prayer either depart during the night or in the morning with other travelers on the qafila. You too should undertake this sunnah-inspired journey and gain abundant benefit from Attar's supplication. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.